Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes.
Hi, James. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good too. Thank you so much for asking. I was just calling because it shows we missed a call from you.
I can't remember why I called. Oh, it's just because I was trying to update my payment card because
Okay.
my checking account card had expired because I got issued a new one, and so I had to update the card in the system for payment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give me just a second to get over there. Hold on a second.
They already did it.
Oh, they already updated you. Okay,
Yeah.
okay. And then it looks like we were reaching out to you.
Google Guaranteed. Well, so I accidentally just hit that when I was playing, like I was on my phone.
Fooling around.
I hit, I wasn't, yeah, I wasn't like purposely doing it, and then I realized it triggered a call. So I was like, yeah, you tapped on the thing about the Google game. And I was like, I did. I mean, I talked to Abraham, a while back about it, and, I told him, I know I'm verified. I have all the things ready to go. But I said, listen, I said, look, I said, this is more of like a, realistically, to take full advantage of this, okay? I said, just like I told you would probably happen, we struggled through January and February and into early March. But that was how long it took to get verified. And I said, but by the time March to mid-March rolls around, I'm gonna blow up. Happens all the time. And so like now we're in August, we're booking in August. So it's like, I said, if I take advantage of this right now, these people are calling under the auspice that they're going to be able to be serviced and serviced probably fairly quickly. And if I spend $500, $600, $800 a month or whatever on Google Guaranteed ads and then tell everybody I'm booked out 3.5 months, that sounds like a great way to waste a lot of money.
Oh, well,
And
James.
piss off the customer at
And
the same
that's
time.
understandable. But listen, so the way it works is you're in control of when the leads are on and off. So
I understand.
say you haven't cut on for a couple days. You take on a lead or two. You're a little bit slow, and then you
Right.
pause them. Like you're not gonna get the calls. Like there's no accidental call getting or accidental charges or anything like that. Like it has to
Well,
actually be, legit.
here, check this out though too. I understand that too. And so here's what's my plan with Abraham. So listen, like, because I still am under contract with Angie's List, have been since last August, and that contract is up, that goes up for renewal every year. I'm gonna pay a flat amount until I hit that renewal date. My goal was to start to divest myself a little bit from that side of it because of the lack of the quality of leads, the locations of those leads coming in. They are not from, I think people have moved on. Like they're not, I get one or two every once in a while that are good, but predominantly it's like, hey, can you paint my, half of this one room in a part of town that I may or may not make it home for dinner after I go there? And you're like, you know what? No, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna leave that for whoever else needs it because I don't need it. And I'm not looking for that, and I'm not trying to reward that with my dollars. So, I just got two leads from there, both of which have no description. They don't tell you where their address is. They don't tell you anything. And it's like, these are probably both scams, And it's like, well, okay, I paid for that. Now, if I call them and tell them, hey, I got two scam leads, two fraudulent leads, they'll replace them with two more. But the difference is, I don't like the game. I don't like the way that advertisers have tried to play the game. And when Angie's List was originally Angie's List, and all the way up until they merged, she sold,
Yeah, it was completely different.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. I built,
Your
it was
business
the
on
only
it.
marketing, that was the only marketing I had. So outside of personal referrals, that was the only marketing I had, and it was the only marketing I ever needed because we would turn 100 to 200 people away per year.
Wow.
Who wanted our work, but we couldn't mm-hmm. get to it because our business isn't big enough to handle it.
Right.
So you're turning down that volume of people because your reputation is put out there and your reputation is really good. So you got lots of people calling and they all want you, but they can't have you. Yeah, you're turning away more money than you're making. But the mm-hmm. problem is that, you know, or not the problem, but the good thing was, is it wasn't that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like the best deal ever. $250 or $287 was getting me, you know, 10 to 12 leads, sometimes 20 leads a month.
Mm-hmm.
Good leads, you know? And then it became, you know, this all pay for play, pay for, you know, we'll reward you, you know. Angie's List originally was more of a merit-based system, you know? It was more merit-based.
Yeah.
And I try to say that it still is, but I'm like, no.
No.
I mean,
no,
it's not.
Yeah, I hear that quite a bit. You know, this is totally different. The clients are contacting you directly. Your phone rings, it's the client. You're not handed a number. You don't have to chase them down. None of those things are happening. But, you know,
right.
when you're ready for that, you will have to now update the certificate of insurance because it has since expired. If you want to give that a go, but everything else seems to be good to go for you. Okay.
I will do that. Don't worry. I mean, it's laying in wait because like I told Abraham, I said, look, there's a time that you need to do this. And that time is from the fall
mm-hmm.
into the spring, but from spring into fall, no, you don't need to do it. And mm-hmm. I said, there's no, like nobody in the marketing world seems to understand that from a services industry based perspective.
Oh, I totally understand that. Yeah.
Well, I know, but they want to lock you down. But it's like, dude, I would rather we spend less money, like put weight to it. Like, let's say we're going to spend $5,000 a year. Okay.
Right.
Spend 2,000 or spend 1,500 from April to October and spend 3,500
mm-hmm.
from October to March.
When you need it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, you're still getting the same money, just allocate it differently.
Right. So just you know? So you know, Abraham's no longer with us. I would be the agent that you'd be dealing with. My name is Amy Nelson. Abraham moved on to some different things. So
I did not know that.
I'm the one who actually trained Abraham. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sending you out a text with my direct extension. So when you're ready, you can contact me directly. And you're good to go, okay?
Well, I appreciate the heads up, and thank you for giving me a call.
My pleasure. You have a beautiful day. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks.
All right, James. Bye.
Bye-bye.